To the program, you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out this hour by going to an email we received from the man in charge of SACL CAI, one of our primary sponsors. I would guess the primary sponsor of Free Talk Live. So what happened, Mark? He got in trouble with the state, or there was a raid? Or
well, right. It's the
you said raid earlier tonight.
The email is entitled, SACL CAI Raided.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He said, so last week we were raided by the health department for smoking ban violations. Here were the allegations that were submitted to them.
Does the health department have a SWAT team, and will they send them in over smoking violations?
I don't think it was a SWAT team. I think it was guys in suits.
So he's being a little liberal with the term raided.
Yeah. But, you know, he's one of those kind of guys, you know, the government comes in, it's a raid.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's his business.
Yeah. And what business did they have there?
Were they armed?
I didn't get that impression.
You'd be surprised, though, how many government departments that don't sound any sort of enforcing sounding, they don't sound that way, are armed.
Oh, I have a list of them. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How many government departments? Fire marshals carrying guns. What the hell kind of sense does that make?
Shoot the fire back. Pa!
Well, fire marshals go after arsonists and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It is a law enforcement role, but
gotcha.
Still, weird. Here are the allegations that were submitted to them by one of my people. So one of his employees ratted him out.
Hmm.
A, lack of proper signage. Evidently, she didn't approve of my no-smoking comrade hammer and sickle signs. The HD goons verified that they were, in fact, in conformity with the law.
Oh, good, good.
Yes. B, smoke infiltration. She is upset that employees smoke too close to the back door, which is not a common entrance.
So he knows who she is?
I think that may be the case.
Okay.
Just the door people use to go in and out to smoke. HD, Health Department, verified that there is no stipulation regarding how far one must stand from the door while smoking.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, not today.
Give them time.
Okay. C, owners smoking in their offices. I don't know why anyone would get that idea. I keep my door locked. I have an exhaust fan, and I have candy dishes now instead of ashtrays.
Huh. Is he a cigarette smoker?
Yeah, he's a cigar smoker.
Okay, gotcha.
But he smokes cigars. Like he makes me look like an amateur as far as smoking cigars. He smokes the big, expensive ones.
Mm-hmm.
All day. I did not but let them in my office and instead sidetracked him by talking about meningitis shots. D, intimidation of employees. Hilarious. The complaint was submitted anonymously. How in the world could I be intimidating them? This was written right off because of the absurdity. Luckily, my attorney was here on that day because my dad and I probably would have unleashed on these dudes. Everything went down without incident other than I gave the dudes a lecture about private property and how the how the expense of us and our attorneys dealing with these dudes all day would have to lead to the reduction in all of their all of our employees' monthly bonuses.
Interesting.
I wonder whether he did. I don't know whether he gave the lecture to the employees for snitching or whether he gave it to the bureaucrats for, you know, just interfering.
He did it to both.
You know, I know a lot of businesses in California that left the state because of stuff like that. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Oh, he's leaving. SACL CAI, they're going to end up moving hopefully to New Hampshire.
They're
free state
project members.
Now, so he must have some suspicion, because the complaint was anonymous, but he's probably got a few people in mind that he's suspicious of in his office, right?
I'm sure.
He
did say she, and but I would suspect that, you know, maybe it's an office full of women, but I suspect he probably has an idea of who did it.
Well, we know that SACL CAI is hiring Free Talk Live listeners. They have job opportunities that have been posted on the Free Talk Live BBS.
I think the Free Talk Live listeners would be less likely to snitch to the health department
exactly.
than most listeners.
So give him an excuse to give one of these girls, whoever it is, the axe.
Well, actually, he's got openings, so he doesn't have to axe anybody at this point.
Nonetheless.
And, you know, likely the little lecture probably taught the person, yeah, I guess I did kill everybody's bonus a little bit.
Mm. So is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's
I love the no smoking comrade.
No smoking comrade.
That's funny.
No smoking comrade. Yeah, with the hammer and sickle. You got to put the hammer and sickle in there.
You might as well. I mean, go all the way.
I love it.
And that's really what it's about. You know, if he has a business and he wants to walk around smoking cigars in his business, he should be allowed to do that. There's no reason he shouldn't. If you don't like, if you're an employee and don't like the smell of cigars, which I can understand, then don't work there.
Go work somewhere else, or hey, start your own business.
You know, go into his office and say, look, I don't like cigar smoke. It bothers me. I don't want to smell it. Then he can make a decision to himself, do I want to smoke cigars in the office and possibly run off this employee?
Mm-hmm.
Who may be very valuable.
Yeah.
He may say, you know, I understand you don't like cigar smoke, and I really want to have you around, so I'm going to give you a bonus to ignore my cigar smoke. Okay? And then I can, you know, decide how much that hourly increase is or whatever, and I can decide for myself. Believe me, there's an amount that will cause me to sit in any kind of putrid odor. I can deal with it. So, you know, that's something. Or he could say, well, I'm going to smoke cigars because I own the place, and if you don't like it, you can hit the road, Jack.
Sure.
And at which point I'd have to decide whether I want to hit the road or not.
And that's the way it should be, with the marketplace deciding.
And people dealing with each other instead of snitching on each other to bureaucrats and hoping. I mean, what could have happened here? The whole business could have gone under based on this jerk coming out and snitching like this. And then all these people would have been out of work. You know, Mike, who put years and years and years into this business, all the stuff he's worked for gone.
Well, they probably would have fined them, but yes, eventually
it could happen.
Sure. So, sad stuff, and it's always sad.
We've seen stories where the bureaucrats come in and shut everything down.
Mm-hmm. It's always sad when employees do these sorts of things, when they go and they snitch. Now, if something actually happened, you know, if you were molested or raped or, you know, some real crime actually occurred, then by all means,
was used on you.
Right, by all means, definitely let somebody know. But in the case of, I know Julia was telling me that the restaurant she works at, somebody who'd been there for a little while got fired because they were an awful employee, and they went right to the state.
Of course they did.
And complained, and all that. You got to pay me because there's wrongful termination, and blah, blah, blah. And there was a court case, and they had to send one of the managers to court to testify. And, you know, the restaurant ended up winning because they were in the right, and they had documented the employee being bad and that sort of thing, and they'd covered their butt. But just so sad that that's people's first response is, what?
Snitching.
I deserve this job. This is my job. And I've been here for 5 years, and therefore I deserve to be here for the next 60 years. How dare you fire me? I'm going to show you. I'm going to the state. And, you know, the idea that that's the first thing that comes into these people's heads is, huh, well, how can I really screw my former employer? What can the state do to help my situation out? Instead of just moving on and going and dropping some applications off at some businesses and, you know, moving on with your life.
Right.
No.
I understand not wanting to own your own business, but that's the way you get to set the rules.
Yeah.
When you own the business and you do the work there. And another way you get to set rules is by doing a superlative job. Look, you know, I happen to be a co-host on this show, but probably my most important role is ad sales. Ian, are not going to be able to find an ad salesperson that's going to work for the pay that I do in the way that I do, because they're just
probably not.
They're certainly not going to come along in the same quality. I can set a lot of rules based on the fact that I bring to the table a skill set that
it's called negotiating.
Yeah, that you can't get otherwise.
Right. So that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the story that got a lot of coverage last week. We didn't talk about it. Came across my desk, and I thought, well, you know, I put it in the show prep pile. We never got to it, and there's so much stuff we never get to. But here we go. We have an excuse now, because they're talking about making a new law in relation to this story. The story is of Megan Meyer and a 16-year-old fantasy boy named Josh Evans. Maybe you heard about this. Megan was a 13-year-old suburban St. Louis girl who met a cute 16-year-old named Josh Evans last year on a social networking site, MySpace. They became close, but suddenly he turned on her, calling her names, saying she was a bad person and that everyone hates her. Others joined in the harassment, and the barrage culminated in Megan's October 16th, 2006 suicide, just short of her 14th birthday. Well, as it turns out, the 16-year-old boy wasn't even real. He was created by a family that didn't like Megan, and now it's spinning out of control into new harassment laws. Internet harassment. We'll come back and explore it. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org. Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Tired of those same old kitchen cabinets? Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation and save $500 on your new kitchen. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500. That's 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Looking for a new heating system? Enjoy comfort this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust, Sears. With unbeatable pricing and our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Offer ends 12-107. Call Sears now, 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-1987. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231, Staples CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free. We've got the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free. freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. USA Today reporting about the Meghan Myers situation. Those of you who
use the online social networking website MySpace might have caught wind of this story. It was actually, I think it was hit the front page of Drudge last week, so it was pretty big for a short time. Because it involved a bit of harassment.
Intrigue.
A bit of internet harassment, a bit of intrigue, and some dishonesty. Basically what happened is you had a young lady, 13 years old, who met, she thought, a 16-year-old named Josh Evans on MySpace. They became close, then he turned on her and started calling her names and, you know, just saying awful, mean things, as many young people say to one another. That's mm-hmm. what happens in life. You just have people that are mean when you're younger. And some people can handle it and some people can't. Megan was one of those who couldn't take it. She killed herself last year in October. Weeks later, Megan's grieving parents learned the boy didn't exist. He'd been fabricated by a neighbor. And get this, it was the mother of one of Megan's former friends. So it wasn't even another kid that was doing this.
How awful that lady must feel to you know, like she came to from her viciousness. And can you imagine? Like she, I would hope that she has the ability to put herself in the shoes of the other mother and realize just how awful the thing is that she did, just how reprehensible.
Well, police say the girls had a falling out, and the mother claims to have wanted to know what Megan was saying about her daughter.
Who frickin' cares?
Well, that's how I feel, but it's just amazing to me that apparently some people care enough to spend their time pretending like they're a teenage boy online in order to extract information from another teenage girl.
Right,
so 13-year-old
girl, you know,
this woman has nothing better to do.
Right,
clearly.
This woman is clearly messed up. Look, you're supposed to be teaching your child how to work in the real world, not like fighting their little battle, their little petty
their little battles.
Right. The purpose of those battles is just to understand how to work in the world, real world, how to operate
and how to get along.
Yeah.
Pretty sad. I mean, that on its own is pretty sad, but let's continue the story. Local police and the FBI investigated, but more than a year later, no criminal charges have been filed. Tonight, the Darden.
I don't know what the criminal charge would be.
Well, they're trying to figure that out. In fact, they want to create a criminal charge. Tonight, the Darden Prairie Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to make internet harassment a crime in its jurisdiction. But since a local newspaper columnist broke the story of Megan's death last week, the case has grabbed the attention of the blogosphere. The paper didn't identify the neighbor, and police say she committed no crime. But bloggers who see it differently have outed and humiliated the family online.
Well, I don't see any problem with that.
I don't either.
Now, I do see a problem with, you know, I can't see anything illegal that's been done here. The person did not perpetrate force. Megan, as unfortunate of a choice as
it was nasty.
Was really an awful thing, but Megan didn't. Megan made her choice to commit suicide.
Exactly.
The adult is awful, but if the adult would have just, I don't know. It just doesn't translate into a criminal charge as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with that. The St. Charles Journal decided to not identify the neighbor in the absence of criminal charges or a civil complaint, even though her name is in a police report on a related incident. Columnist Steve Pukin said he wanted to protect her daughter. Kids don't get to choose their parents, he said. But once the story was posted online, bloggers matched details in his lengthy piece with property records to come up with the name. Mm. Thousands of readers soon began posting hateful comments. They posted a map and satellite image of her home on the website RottenNeighbor.com, calling the family psychos who pushed a teenager to suicide. By the end of the week, bloggers had also posted her name, address, workplace, and phone numbers, as well as a photo of her husband from his employer's website.
I can't say that any of that bothers me.
How? I think this is awesome, personally. And
as far as I'm concerned, you know, if they run out of town based on the actions of this woman, then, you know, the husband has an option. He can divorce this awful, awful mm-hmm. person and say, look, I didn't know what was going on. I'm divorcing her, whatever, and get away from her in that manner.
Right.
The woman can, you know,
she made
out,
her bed,
come,
and now
come
she
out
can
and
lay in it.
Publicly do a mea culpa or whatever. She can come out and she can do a scholarship fund and Megan's name, you know, promise to give a certain amount per month.
Mm-hmm.
All those kind of things. There's things that can be done
sure.
here. She's not the victim of anything.
The phenomenon, by the way, has a name. It's called internet shaming, and it's sort of a newfangled version of ostracism.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Daniel Solove, a law professor at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and the author of The Future of Reputation, Gossip, Rumor, and Privacy on the Internet. He says if people catch people in a transgression, increasingly they're posting their personal information online. It's bringing back a kind of mob justice, a posse that is very troubling. I don't know if I agree at all. I don't think there's anything mobbing about this. There's not actually an angry group of people with, torches and pitchforks standing out in front of someone's house. It's just that someone did something stupid, and they were unrepentant about it, and so...
Well, I don't know whether she was repentant or not, but being repentant really doesn't matter. You can be as repentant as you want. There's still certain punishments that go for certain guilty actions, and whether you're repentant or not, you still have to face the punishment to some extent.
The impression that I got was that she wasn't repentant, and she was just making excuses for why she was posing as a 16-year-old boy on the Internet. Oh, I just wanted to know what she was saying about my daughter.
Well, I don't think that you can draw anything from in that respect from newspaper
articles. You used the Internet, lady, and now the Internet's got you.
Yeah, that much I'll agree with you on.
And this is actually something I've seen here on the Free Talk Live BBS. There's one particular guy on there who people on the BBS took a disliking to. His name is Nathan the Troll. And one gentleman dug up some info on the guy and started posting his private info publicly on our BBS. I can't stop him from doing it.
Nathan's gotten nice though now.
Has he gotten nice?
Yeah, that's my understanding of it.
Well, anyway,
I didn't really get.
Maybe the internet shaming.
All I do is search my name on the BBS.
Maybe the ostracism was working, Mark. I don't have anything to say about what happened as a result of that. I'm just pointing out that this stuff really goes on, and maybe it's effective. Anyway, Megan's mother, Tina Mayer. Meyer, who's 37, said Tuesday the civil suit is still an option, but obviously we're hoping the next step is that criminal charges are going to be filed against the family. Not sure what sort of charges are going to be filed. She also advised parents...
She's grieving, and I can certainly understand that sort of grieving, but that's not how... That's not the role of justice, in my opinion. The role of justice is to see whether people actually committed a crime. I don't think that there was a force used here, so therefore I don't feel like there's a crime.
She also advised parents to beware of adults pretending to be kids online, saying, I'm hoping parents will take an extra step and take a look at their MySpace accounts and Facebook accounts. It's not just kids. You can obviously have an adult, and it doesn't have to be a sexual predator. But there's no way to tell. I mean, you can't just go into your kid's MySpace account and see a letter from what purports to be a 16-year-old boy.
Right.
They've got pictures of a 16-year-old boy on the account, so by all obviousness, it appears to be a 16-year-old boy. What you can do is you can tell your kids to take certain precautions when it comes to their online relationships.
Mm-hmm.
As far as if you find that this person, whether it be a boy or a girl, is very interesting and you think that you want to continue some sort of a relationship with that person, meet them in person, in physical reality. We'll talk more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the single CAI toll free line. And it's even here with you.
Dan Wade.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. And also enjoy the wiki with over 1,400 pages, 1,450 pages, in fact, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
All right, so we're talking about a story that broke, I think, last week. It's actually about a year old at this point, but it just hit the news a week ago. It's about a young girl, 13 years old at the time. This was in October of 2006. She was online on MySpace. She developed a relationship with who she thought was a 16-year-old named Josh Evans. Turns out, Josh wasn't real. In fact, he was created by, believe it or not, the mother of one of Megan's former friends.
Yeah, like the girl had an argument, and then the mother somehow got involved in it. Petty little arguments between 13-year-old girls. I can't imagine how an adult can see their way to do that, but apparently that's what happened.
Right, and so what happened was the girl was very upset because the boy, who wasn't real, had turned on her. It had been a very close, loving kind of online relationship, and then he all of a sudden became very mean and vitriolic, and that apparently allegedly encouraged her to commit suicide. It's a tragic story. It's awful.
Certainly. I'm sure it did to some extent, but, you know, that's why it's called suicide, because you have the choice.
She did it. And she, you know, the girl probably already had problems, teenage kids, you know, they They just have problems.
Yeah.
So this, I'm sure, exacerbated that to an extent, and she killed herself. And now the family's very upset. They want the woman that posed as the teen boy online to be charged with something. There's not really anything to charge her with. She didn't really do anything that involved destroying someone's property or stealing their money.
She
or
didn't hurt her
harming anyone.
A physical sense.
Right. And so,
making somebody feel bad should not be a crime.
I agree, Mark. Unfortunately, now they're talking about making that into a crime. And that is very, very frightening for the whole freedom
because
of speech thing.
If taunting or, if taunting someone is a crime, then, you know, where does it stop?
Exactly.
If I look at you wrong, if I say, you jerk, you know, at what point is
who decides?
Yeah.
Who decides? Some arbitrary bureaucrat will decide.
Right. And it'll cost you a fortune because you know how it goes in a criminal case. The complainant comes in, complains. You have to then pay money to defend yourself. The complainant doesn't get charged anything. The authorities that decided to take the case on don't get charged anything. You get charged.
Right. So, again, who's going to draw the line? Where will it be drawn? Of course, the line will continue to probably be redrawn over time and become more and more restrictive.
Because there's always some little, bedwetting sap out there that says that, oh, you can't say things that make people feel bad.
Right.
And it's tragic. It's tragic.
It is.
And that's why we have to watch out for this particular story. I don't want to, say anything bad about Megan or anything like that, but she made her decisions. And she was if she tried to kill herself, she was successful. There you go. She got what she wanted.
But if it wasn't that, what would it have been in the future? Her first boyfriend breaking up with her? She was very fragile emotionally, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be more than that to her for one little thing like that to make someone kill themselves.
I think I would agree with that entirely. I mean, here's a person that she'd never even met. And by the way, I mean, obviously Megan's just a young girl that didn't understand these tricks. But, you know, when you're talking to people online and meeting them, get a picture like we have the validated pictures on. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Look at the validated pictures of those listeners. You know that all those women that listen to the show actually listen because there's a little section at the bottom where the shrine of the hall of shame or something like
mm-hmm.
that, where you can see people that faked it.
Yes.
It's difficult to fake. Just get a little picture that says,
Well, it's all the more difficult. It's all the more difficult to fake if you've been in a conversation with somebody online.
Mm-hmm.
And this applies to teenagers and adults. Anybody who's conversating with somebody.
Conversing.
I think conversating is also a word, but mm-hmm. conversing is certainly a word as well. Anyway, anybody who is conversing with someone online, especially for the purposes of a relationship or for the purposes of, getting to know that person better, it's really important to know that you're really dealing with a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there that fake their identities online.
Right.
There's a whole lot of them. It's a hobby for some people.
A telephone call isn't going to necessarily do it because you could be talking to some girl that claims to be hot and she's not. She's
right.
just faking it.
But if you see pictures of the person first, see, anybody can create a MySpace profile with a bunch of pictures on it, right? Because you just go lift pictures from other people's profiles and then take those and put them into your own profile and create a person. So if you've seen pictures of what is purported to be that person in the first place, and then you ask for a validated photo, if there's not actually any way, if that's not a real person,
they're going to have a darn difficult time.
They're not going to be able to find a picture of that person holding a blank sheet of paper so they can Photoshop on, the statement that you're looking for to prove that they're real.
Still rare. I mean,
there's a possibility they could, but it's very, very likely. It's very, very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've already seen some pictures and then you ask for a validated photo, you're pretty much golden. But still, it's a better idea to meet the female or male person in
real life. I just don't know if that's a good idea for a 13-year-old girl to go out meeting people. And
kids go to the mall all the time,
mm-hmm.
and there's certainly a lot of people at the mall. Some of them could be dangerous, which is why the mall's a good place to meet, because you can go to a food court or something like that where there are a lot of people around and meet somebody there. There's no way you're going to get abducted from the food court at a
mall. Abducting a 13-year-old girl wouldn't be easy, but it wouldn't be that difficult. Abducting one while their friend is around would be darn
right.
difficult.
Exactly. And I think that's where this really needs to, that's where this discussion really needs to go. And I want to have you chime in as well if you've had experience meeting people online. What went wrong? What did you change? What do you know to do now that you didn't know to do in the past? Obviously, physically meeting the person in real life is important. But also, educating your kids as to these realities is also important. Look, there's a chance your kids are going to come up upon some sicko online. Certainly that chance.
A good chance.
And just because you've got a son online doesn't mean that he's not going to come up on a sicko. There's certainly
doesn't mean he's not a sicko.
There's certainly plenty of guys out there interested in little boys. So don't think because you've got a teen boy that he's safe. And so there's the sicko factor. There's also just the person just effing around on the internet factor, mm-hmm. wasting your kids' time.
Somebody who has no life.
Yeah.
Who, like this woman who would create a personality for
right.
of a 16-year-old boy to go and bother some 13-year-old girl who, you know, had an argument with her daughter. I mean, that just goes to show there are a lot of people out there that just have more time than sense.
So making your kids aware of these possibilities in the first place is important. Obviously, it would be great if you already had a really wonderful communicative relationship with your daughter or son. That way they could come to you and say, you know, hey, Dad, I got this weird message from this guy today. I wanted to share it with you. And then, you know, go through these things together if possible. Obviously, that depends on your relationship, but you know, if you're not talking to your kids, then you've got a whole lot of other problems to deal with. So talking to your kids and informing them about the internet and the types of people that they can meet and how to be careful is really, really critical. And if you've got tips, we'd love to hear you. But back to the story here. The mayor, who's a mother of five, says she's frustrated there have been no charges. She says it's more than astounding. It's like, come on, guys, find something that fits. The proposed ordinance would make online harassment a Class B misdemeanor.
See,
punishable by
find something that fits. Don't, you know, it's ludicrous that you would
right.
find something that fit. That means that this woman is willing to bend the law, whatever it takes, in mm-hmm. order to punish these people.
Sure.
And that is not the role of justice.
Well, the proposal on the table is that this could become a Class B misdemeanor. Online harassment, punishable by a $500 fine and up to 90 days in jail.
And what's the point of a $500 fine in this instance?
Well, the government will make out.
Right, the government makes out, but so what if this woman gets a $500 fine? Let's bring Megan back.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live. And what about the people that were ostracizing? Wouldn't they be guilty too? Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can go shopping with us online at amazon.freetalklive.com. Purchase brand new items, used items, whatever you want. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's the same great prices and same great deals. It's Amazon. You know them. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there. And for all kinds of things Free Talk Live related, Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies and the lighter bottle opener combo, flags, and more, go to store.freetalklive.com because Amazon doesn't sell that stuff. That's us. Store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story out of USA Today discussing online harassment. What sparked all of this was a 13-year-old suburban St. Louis girl who thought she'd met a 16-year-old cutie named Josh Evans on MySpace. Turns out Josh wasn't real. Just a collection of photos of some other kids somewhere else that were put together, cobbled together by the mother of a former friend of the 13-year-old girls. And the mother was acting as though she were a 16-year-old boy in order to get inside the head of Megan, who's the 13-year-old. Megan was upset after she found out that Josh wasn't real. He started saying awful things to her and just being mean. She ended up killing herself. And now the government of this particular St. Louis area town is talking about passing legislation that could make it a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a $500 fine and up to 90 days in jail for so-called online harassment. It's also being pushed as a resolution asking state lawmakers to make online harassment a felony statewide. County Prosecutor Jack Banas said Monday he'd look into the case, but that he'd yet to meet with the Meyer family or read the details of reports. He wouldn't say whether he'll bring charges, but noted that no one had found charges warranted.
Well, that Jack Banas may have been harassed when he was a kid.
Everybody was harassed as a kid. And it's not going to solve the harassment problem to put the meanies in a jail cell for 90 days. That would just make me more upset, having to go to jail for something like that. And I also asked before we went to the break, what about the ostracizers? Because the marketplace has managed to come to the aid of this particular family, this aggrieved family, by outing the outing the culprits.
Right.
This woman that posed as the 16-year-old boy online, somebody in the blogosphere found her information. They figured out where she lived. They posted all of her private information, posted photos, posted her address, where she works, her husband's photo, information about the family, all kinds of info, phone number, posted it all online for people to see. And essentially, they're socially ostracizing these people on the internet. Now, would that not qualify as online harassment? Posting private info?
Absolutely would.
Posting and, nasty comments?
You know, now real justice is being served, because what the government's proposing to do is give up to 90 days in jail or and or up to a $500 fine, which that isn't going to do anything for anyone. Whereas, you know, in the marketplace, this woman's truly being ostracized. And that's just the right thing to have happen. As far as I'm concerned, she's, you know, all kinds of terrible things are happening to her based on the fact that she, you know, did this awful thing. And Wayne made a great point earlier, which is, you know, this girl had problems of her own.
Sure.
If she killed herself because some 16-year-old boy whom she had never met said mean things to her on the internet, wouldn't she have likely have killed herself that when she had her first real boyfriend or something and he broke up with her? I mean, I said some mean things to girls in high school.
That would be even more harsh. I mean, to get a breakup in person as opposed to an internet email or something? Much more harsh.
I mean, should I serve time for having told some girl in high school that I thought she was ugly?
I wonder why this mother is so upset at this girl who took her own life. Was there something, because a lot of times mothers and parents will become like that when they feel their child has been hurt in some way.
Who knows what all the backstory is?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're both nuts.
But the real issue here, there are two issues here. Number one is helping your kids understand how to behave online and understand online etiquette and how to meet people from online in real life and validate claims and that sort of thing. And then the other side of this is the absurdity of proposing a law against online harassment.
Right.
I mean, look, people say mean things in life, and one of the wonderful things about living here in America is that that's okay. We don't like them for saying it, and you can ostracize them and shut them out, but they have the freedom in a public place to say those things. And if you don't like it, don't listen. Go somewhere else. Delete the emails. Block the accounts. There are ways to deal with these situations.
Right. It's like the indication here is that, in fact, Megan didn't have any control at all. She opened up every one of those emails that this fake little boy sent her, and she read them. That's not harassment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's not. Any more than somebody, you know, if I have a listener out there that's...
Well, now, wait a minute, Mark. It could be harassment, but it shouldn't be a crime.
Well,
so, for instance, MySpace could have a policy against harassment.
Now, if there were threats of violence,
that.
I think that might be something different. Now, there was no indication
of
that.
Well, now, a threat is different from harassment.
Right. There's no indication of that from the story that there was, in fact, a threat of violence.
No. Threats are far more serious than harassment. Harassment's just...
Yeah.
Just annoying. And
if I have a listener who writes me letters and, you know, call me names, that's I have the option every single time to open up that letter and read that, you know, that letter, and likely I will not.
You could have ignored them.
Just got better things to do.
Well, when you have self-esteem, you don't believe it when people say those things about you.
Sure, and 13-year-old girls aren't known for their self-esteem. They aren't the best people to pick for that.
Certainly the case. I want to hear from you if you've got some tips for meeting people online. Maybe you've made some mistakes in your life and want to share them with us, some learning experiences. Would love to hear those. Also, your thoughts on this absurd idea. Maybe you don't think it's absurd. Maybe you think it's good that there's going to be a new law created, a misdemeanor crime for online harassment. There are a lot of people calling for this.
Yeah.
And I would say that is going to be, the day free speech dies in America.
Oh, come on.
It's going to open a big Pandora's box, Mark.
It would do that. Free speech has already been kicked in the teeth a couple of times.
That's true. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma on the AMP line. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple points that I'd like to make. First of all, this new legislation is meaningless and pointless. This lady could already be serving jail time as is. Okay.
Wait, who should be serving jail time?
The lady that perpetrated the fraud.
Why?
Okay. Well, how would she...
Wire fraud, for one, that has a maximum of 10 years in prison.
Wire fraud for posing as somebody else?
See, wire fraud is one of those crappy charges out there.
She didn't defraud anyone. She didn't take money from the girl.
She defrauded the little girl of a materialistic value, which is a relationship.
Now hold on just a second. If I go in a bar and I'm and I meet a girl and I tell her I'm an astronaut and I get a couple of drinks in her, what's that?
That's fraud.
You're out of your mind. That's fraud.
No, that is fraud.
No, it's not.
It's technically fraud.
It's deception.
But nobody's going to pursue it. That's the thing. They're just going to dismiss you as a liar. That's it.
And that's what this woman is.
And then that's what moves on.
Fraud has to do with taking material from someone.
But who is it to say that a relationship is considered materialistic?
The people that can touch it can call it materialistic.
Well, and this girl obviously thought she could touch this guy named Josh, too.
But you can't touch a relationship. You could touch a guy.
Well, okay, you just proved my point. She thinks this kid's real. She thinks he's a real object that she can interact with, that she can touch.
But this kid was not hers. It did not belong to her.
Let me stop this conversation for a moment. Let's get a definition in the picture
legal definition
here.
For Black's Law Book?
No, it's not a legal definition.
That's what we need to talk about here.
Schmeagle, I don't care what legal definitions say. I care about the actual definition. Fraud, deceit, trickery, sharp practice, or breach of confidence perpetrated for profit or to gain some unfair or dishonest advantage.
See, that's too broad. You need a very precise definition, and the precise definition is that you have to get something from somebody, some certain amount of money, you defraud them.
There you go. Dictionary of Law. Any act, expression, of course it's twice as long. Any act, expression, omission, or concealment calculated to deceive another to his or her disadvantage. Specifically a misrepresentation or concealment with reference to some fact material to a transaction that is made with knowledge or of its falsity or in reckless disregard of its truth or falsity and with the intent to deceive another, and that is reasonably relied on by the other who is injured thereby. It's just a longer version.
But it's clear there's a transaction. Like that was the thing. It's a bunch of lies, a bunch of words for lying in order to get something out of a transaction. And that's the long and the short of it. I feel really bad. Megan was likely a very nice girl. Her parents loved her and all that good stuff. But
I want to give Bill a fair shot at responding to this. Bill, will you hang on?
Sure.
We'll bring you back in hour three. 800-259-9231. Talking about the internet. And is it fraudulent? I mean, it is certainly fraudulent by the regular definition of fraud to pose as someone else online. Should that be a crime? I don't think so. There are some people that have fun doing that online.
Where does freedom of speech come in the area of lying? I just don't think you can, fraud is trying to take something from someone.
I agree with that, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. We'll see what Bill has to say and take your calls as well. Do you have tips on how to protect kids online, young people, meeting people online? What have you learned from your experiences? This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Guess